It's a follow-up visit on Mr. Joseph Rossman, R-O-S-S-M-A-N, first name J-O-S-E-P-H, date of birth 5/18/1944, ID 3324. Today, January 22nd, 2013. The patient is here for pain and redness around this lateral aspect of the pec site. There is no discharge, but on examination, he's somewhat tender. It appears that the patient might have partially pulled the feeding tube out. However, the patient says that he's been using it without any problem. His only problem is that of pain. After explaining the procedure to the patient, the patient agreed to removal of the peg. I proceeded to pull the feeding tube without any complication noted to it. The patient had no bleeding, no significant bleeding. Period of cultures from the area are obtained. Period. The patient will be started on clindamycin 300 milligrams 3 times a day for 10 days. Period. Review of the Holter monitor reveals the presence of atrial fibrillation in between 9 p.m. and midnight. Period. The patient has an episode of palpitations that resulted in a hospitalization for observation in at the end of December of 2012. Period. Therefore, I believe that the patient has paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient will be started on anticoagulation with Coumadin. His heart rate is controlled now, and he's on sinus rhythm. Period. Explain the rationale to the patient regarding the use of anticoagulation. Due to insurance issues, the patient will wait for the cardiology evaluation until he switches insurance period. He's asymptomatic at present. He will come for to the PTA. He will come to the Coumadin clinic every Wednesday or Tuesday. Period. For the infection, we'll see him again in 1 week.